And start.
All right,
Thank you.
I'd like to call to order the Firefighters Relief and Pension Board meeting for October 3rd, 2024. Sherry, will you take the roll?
Yes, Mayor Woodards,
Here.
Michael Sanssouci,
Here.
Andy Cirullo,
Here.
John Carmen,
Here.
Mike Steele.
Here.
All right, I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes of the September 5th meeting.
I
Made a
will.
motion.
Oh, go ahead, Johnny.
I was going to so move and wait for a second, but go ahead, Mike.
So moved. There you
Okay,
go.
then I said it.
Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The ayes have it. Moving on to public comment. Sherry, is there any public comment?
None.
Sherry, is there any unfinished business?
None.
Sherry, are there any communications?
No communications.
All right, moving on to item six, new business, Sherry.
We have a retiree with a request for long-term care, and I provided you with the form from the doctor and some additional chart notes.
Hey, do we have any questions? Seeing none, I'll entertain a motion to approve reimbursement of
Oh, no,
$328.
this is approving long-term care.
Before you
Did
do
I
that,
mix up your agenda, Mayor?
I do have
Oh, you know what, Mayor? I apologize. I think, does your first one, I think this got added and I didn't get it added to your agenda. I apologize.
That's okay. Well, a motion to approve what Sherry just said.
Long-term care.
I have a question before we make our vote.
We can make the motion and then ask the question, John.
Okay.
I'll make a motion that we approve the request for long-term care.
I'll second.
All right, it has been moved.
Okay, are there any questions? John, go right ahead.
Well, on page five of this particular person, under additional documentation, I'm just curious, and this is just informational only, under additional documentation, smart forms, I have no idea what this line means. Ocean sexuality and gender identity registration view. Are we now verifying gender for our patients? And does anybody have any idea what this entails?
Well, if you've been to the doctor recently, they have a whole lot of other questions you have to answer.
Okay.
Or choose not to answer. That's yes. So there's a whole bunch of different things now since I've been to the doctor.
Me too.
Okay. Well, then that's that explains that to me. And at that point, if we're there under the ADLs, I'm going to suggest, not suggest, I'm going to move that we approve.
We are, John, we already moved,
okay,
moved approval. You
I even seconded second that.
So with are there any further questions? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Saying aye, all those opposed?
Aye.
The ayes have it, the motion carries. And then are we moving on to retiree requests for reimbursement?
Yes, which has two items. So
okay.
The first item is an ambulance bill between a hospital and a rehab facility, which you have approved in the past. And the second item is supplies needed for a medical condition. So I would ask for two motions. One, if you approve both of those reimbursements, there would be a motion to approve that total reimbursement. And then a second motion to approve those medical supplies as an ongoing reimbursement, and it would just get listed on the pension fund roll items as a pre-approved medical
okay.
expense.
All right, so then I will entertain a motion, number one, to approve the reimbursement of $328.82.
Well, I approve this, so therefore I will make that motion for approval.
I'll second it.
All right, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed? The ayes have it. And then the second one is a motion to approve medical supplies as needed as an ongoing reimbursement to be listed with the pension fund roll items in the future. Is there a motion?
I motion that we approve the receipts for incontinence supplies $197.82, and also.
Oh, no, this is a different motion, Mike. This is two.
Oh. Just the second half.
Excuse me.
The second part of that, second motion on that sheet.
Receipts for the incontinence? Yeah.
No, for the medical supplies as needed as an ongoing reimbursement.
Oh, for the medical supplies as needed as an ongoing thing.
You got it. Is there a second?
I will second that, as long as we all are in agreement of what we're seconding.
Yes. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed? The motion is carried. Moving on to item B. Sherry.
Which actually is item C. You got to add one letter.
Right, gotcha.
So this retiree has a request for reimbursement for a procedure that is not covered by Regents Insurance because it is not approved by the FDA. And typically when a retiree calls with something like this and I explain that the city has worked very closely with Regents to have them cover all things medically necessary, he didn't necessarily agree with that because he remembers back in the day when if Regents didn't cover it, then the pension board probably did. So he asked that this be put before the pension board. But based on that it's not covered by the FDA and that Regents doesn't consider it a medical thing, it should be, in my opinion, it should be denied.
Wow.
Just for conversation. On the second page, which is actually listed as page one, under please note, it does say providers may bill members for services or procedures that are considered investigational. This has already taken place. Is that
you're
right?
John, you're an item ahead.
Oh.
This is item C, FDA approved.
My bad. Thank you very much for getting me straight now. I will back up a little bit and let this meeting continue.
Okay. So we normally don't do this. Have we done it before?
No, this has never been paid for.
Okay. I've never heard us deny a claim, so I'm just totally.
And you're going to get two in one meeting.
Wow.
Well, okay. So normally when a retiree calls me and I explain why it's not covered, they accept my explanation. But I also give them, if they're not comfortable with my explanation, then they always have the option to ask to put it on the board agenda.
Absolutely.
And Madam Mayor, prior to the meeting, I questioned about this because it is, I even highlighted it is an investigational.
Okay. You're wrong one, Johnny.
John, you're jumping ahead again.
Well, then I am very much mistaken on what we're doing because
first name William on this particular issue. Okay.
You know what? I just shuffled papers one on top of the other. My bad. All right. So, okay. I am now going to shut up and let this motion go through.
So I guess I will add my thoughts on this. It sounds historically like these have been denied in the past. And so I guess my thoughts are that if we wanted to consider them for the future, it might be something where we would want the request to come before the procedure takes place rather than after it has already taken place with the assumption that it was going to be covered. And so that would be my thought for the future. If this is historically been denied, we should probably deny this one. And maybe, I don't know if there's any way that communication can be made to saying anything in question should be brought to the board before the procedure is done.
I can include that in the letter that would go out to the member.
Well, here's the thing. Then I think we would probably then need to change our policy because if we are going to just deny it, it doesn't matter whether it comes before or after. Maybe the policy should be if it's not FDA approved, we're not going to pay for it. You know what I'm saying, Michael's like,
yep, that's even better. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cause if we're not going to approve, it doesn't matter when they send it to us. If it's not certified, then we're not going to approve it. And I guess maybe that should just be the rule. And maybe we should, if that's the case, we should put that out so everybody knows if you choose to move forward, no need in submitting it to us, we're not going to approve it.
I believe that's an appropriate way to approach this in the future.
And I do think for the most part, the board's policies are written so that members know you know, their medical coverage is through Regents. The exceptions are hearing aids, long-term care, and they are provided that information on a regular basis. So part of it is their responsibility. And I always encourage them to call me. Don't ever hesitate to call if there is a question ahead of time.
Terry, I guess this just brings up another thing for me. Because there are lots of cancer treatments that may not be FDA approved that are trialed that have really good results, right? So the question is, if someone came forward with a cancer treatment that wasn't covered, but that has a really, so I just, I'm.
And again, it can come before the board.
I've been watching Netflix too much, but I'm just curious. Yeah.
No, and I can tell you, because I have a lot of past experience, I would say maybe 30 years ago, and I can even name the individual who was approved for some type of trial treatment that was outside of the insurance. Like I said, since then, I think the city's worked really hard to have Regents cover those things. But if something like that came up, you know, that's a totally a board issue where they can discuss it and decide. And
yeah.
And again, I agree with the mayor that not approved by FDA is a pretty significant phrase.
May I say something?
Yes, you may. Mike?
I think with his arthritic knees for several years, I had the same problem. And I would use a drug called Synvisc, which was injected into my knees. But the end of the story is get a knee replacement, because I had both of mine done when I moved to Idaho. And that was in 2011. And I've had no problems with my knees since then. So maybe he should get his knees replaced.
Well, and we do have, we do allow everything on a case-by-case basis. And should he want to invoke that, again, I still have the not approved by FDA as a real problemsome phrase. But again, all of these are on a case-by-case basis, and we can't go in that direction. But as good as this may be, and I'm so glad you're doing well, Mike, it's difficult. If Regents doesn't cover it, FDA does not allow it, it's pretty hard for us, even on a case-by-case basis, to say go for it, especially after the fact.
I agree.
Okay. So I am waiting for a motion.
I'll make a motion that we refuse the request for reimbursement.
That's
for
good.
Mr. Betts, I guess.
Yeah. All right. Are there any questions? Any more discussion?
Do we have a second?
Oh,
did I miss it?
I'll second it.
That's
right.
Thank
you.
All right. Seeing no further discussion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed, the ayes have it. Moving on to what would be item D, but on our paper is item C.
So this retiree also has a request for something that is not covered by Regents. This procedure is considered investigational. John and I were talking about a little earlier. I think there's other tests to test for this, and this one is just something extra. The police, I couldn't find any history for fire, but I do know the police board has denied this a couple times in the past. This one is coming before you because the member just sent me the bill. A lot of times they get bills for procedures or doctors, and I forward them to Regents, and a lot of times they're settled. Either the member got the bill before insurance finished processing, or somebody didn't do something quite right, and it gets taken care of. In this case, it came back that it was for this calcium scoring, and I knew right away that had never been covered. I just brought it before the board because I had never had a conversation with this retiree about this, and because the fire board, I couldn't find any cases where they had actually denied it.
And as Sherry mentioned, prior to the meeting, we spoke, I had some concerns about the word investigational on this, and suggested that there are many things investigational, MRIs, et cetera, and we do pay for those. Sherry straightened me out and pointed out that this particular procedure is above and beyond the basic necessaries of investigational. And so she took care of that question for me, and therefore I prepared to make a vote on this.
Okay, go ahead and make the motion.
I will make the motion that we deny this request for a reimbursement of $148.80.
I'll second it.
All right, is there any further discussion? All right, seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed? The ayes have it. All right, moving on to item D, which would be item E. Sherry.
Marion Vosburgh passed away on September 18th. She was the widow of Delman. That's just information.
Thank you.
Optics.
All right, then we will move on to the pension fund roll items, and I will entertain a motion to approve the roll items as amended.
I make a motion that we approve the pension fund roll items as amended.
I will second that motion.
All right, any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed? The motion carries. All right, Sherry, are there any claims?
None.
Sherry, are there any other items of business?
I don't have anything today.
Then I'll entertain the final motion and call this one of the longest meetings the Fire Pension Board has ever had.
My fault.
I want you to know that police did it in 2 minutes. On Tuesday.
They just don't have
the police have always been overachievers.
Or under talkers.
Okay, I'll entertain the final motion.
I'll make a motion that we adjourn.
I make a second to that motion.
All right. Are there any further questions? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? The ayes have it. We stand adjourned. Thank you, everyone. Have a great rest of the day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. I want you to talk up more next time.